Now to the Winter Olympics in Vancouver, where the Czech Republic's ice hockey players have reached the quarterfinals. However, the Czechs survived a real scare in their first game in the knockout stages in Vancouver. They had been widely expected to make easy work of Latvia in their last 16 clash, but in the end managed to progress only by the skin of their teeth. Jan Wellinger has the details.
All things considered, the Czechs had been expected to win this one easily, and for a while it appeared the game would go according to script. In the first period, Tomáš Rolínek and Tomáš Fleischmann put the Czechs up by 2, and that was the way it stayed for much of the game. But in the third, Latvia came back. Mikolas Redlis and Martins Tsipulis eliminated the lead in the closing minutes. After that, it was all drama, with Latvia coming close to securing one of the biggest upsets at the Winter Olympics. Close, but not enough. Take, for example, a shot by Latvia seconds into overtime that took an unexpected bounce, hitting Vokon's pads and just narrowly missing his goal. It could have all been over. The Czechs, who had looked sluggish, were then luckily able to pick up the pace, eventually setting up the winning play. David Krejci scored at 5:10 of overtime, firing a 30-foot wrist shot through the pads of Latvian goalie Edgars Masalskis, and that was it. Until then, the goalie had heroically pulled all the stops to keep his team in contention, blocking 47 shots, while the Czech's Tomáš Vokon stopped 24. Afterwards, David Krejci, who scored the game winner, had this to say.
I would say it's the most important goal I've ever scored, but I really don't want to say more. There isn't time to celebrate this goal as we have to prepare for tomorrow's match. This took a lot out of us, and we have to get some rest. Tomorrow's the same. We start at 7 and we have to rest, and there isn't time to celebrate the goal.
In less than 24 hours, the Czechs will hit the ice again, this time against Finland in the quarterfinal match. Again at the smaller UBC Thunderbird Arena instead of the preferred Canada Hockey Place. Even ahead of Tuesday's match, Czech coach Vladimír Růžička had complained about the quality of the venue, something confirmed by defenseman Tomáš Kabrle, when he summed up the game.
It was difficult. The ice was very soft. The second half of the period, the puck was always bouncy as a result, and sometimes this worked in Latvia's favor. There were big chances. Their goalie was great. Twice we had the puck on the line, but no additional goals went in. They came back near the end, but at least we won.
The Czechs will no doubt be hoping for more spark against Finland. Pundits have pointed out that the Finns are the most preferable of possible opponents compared to Russia, Sweden or Canada, but the Czechs will still nevertheless have to play at their best. One bit of good news is that at least they can count on Jaromír Jágr coming back. He departed in the second period of Tuesday's game after suffering pain to his upper body, related to an enormous hit he took from Alexander Ovechkin in the Czechs' game against Russia. According to reports, he should be ready to play.
Thanks, Jan. Well, fingers crossed the Czech Republic's ice hockey players can improve a bit and progress further in Vancouver.